We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Donald Trump is waiting for a judge to decide the outcome of a case that accused the former president of exaggerating his wealth on a decade's worth of financial statements so he could get favorable terms on loans. In a dramatic conclusion to a contentious trial, Trump defied the judge and plowed ahead with a terse statement he was never authorized to give. "I'm an innocent man," Trump said. "I've been persecuted by someone running for office." Ignoring the judge's ground rules to stick to the facts, Trump sat at the defense table and attacked the case, saying, "What's happened here, sir, is a fraud on me." He attacked New York Attorney General Letitia James. "She sued me," he said, "to try to get publicity." And he attacked the judge, complaining, "You can't listen for 1 minute." The judge told Trump's attorney, "Control your client." The judge finally holding up his phone to signal Trump's time was up.
"This is a case that should have never been brought, and I think we should be entitled to damages."
The attorney general wants the judge to force Trump to pay $370 million in penalties and to bar him from doing business in New York.
"No matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, that no one is above the law."
Her team arguing Trump should be held accountable, asking, would any of this persistent fraud have happened if it wasn't directed from the top by Mr. Trump?
There was no jury, so the judge is going to decide the verdict himself. He has already held Trump liable and said he would decide by the end of the month whether to impose a fine or some other penalty that could significantly curtail Trump's ability to conduct any commercial real estate transaction for the foreseeable future.
Oh, God. So you know this case started before Joe Biden was president. Okay, just saying. All right. I mean, the lies that this man tells, and why is he always the victim? And why is that appealing to some people in this country that the wannabe president of the United States, who is also the former president of the United States, wants to be seen as a victim all the freaking time? He's never responsible for anything he does. He's not responsible for anything he says. He's not responsible for giving security clearances to people who were deemed to be not worthy of or dangerous to give security clearances to, a la Jared Kushner, okay? And now, you know, we have to go and bomb Yemen. Right? I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know if you understand what was going on in Yemen before, but Yemen is a problem area because Yemen has had a civil war, yes, going on there for a really long time, since I think 2011. It's a civil war because they couped their leader, okay? And the Saudis were very upset that they couped and that there was a move to sort of make Yemen into a Shia. It is always that. It is always the Sunni-Shia thing. Saudi being Sunni, Iran being Shia, and Yemen looking like it was going to become an Iranian Shia country. And so Saudi Arabia decided that it was going to arm and it was going to support and it was going to give intel to the people who fought against a Shia government. All right. And that's been going on a really stinking long time. Again, all the H's, all the Aches are Iranian, proxy groups. They are. It's like Hezbollah in Lebanon, proxy group for Iran, Hamas, Gaza, proxy group for Iran. Repeat after me. Houthis in Yemen, proxy group for Iran. Okay, so, the Houthis have been given those Iranian drones that Russians love too. They've been appearing in on the Ukrainian battlefield, which, of course, you've been told don't pay any attention to. Okay. But anyway, those Iranian drones have been given also to the Yemeni Houthis, which is an H group that is a proxy for Iran. And they've been firing them just like crazy people at merchant shipping, at commercial shipping in the Red Sea. And, you know, countries that ship, that have commercial shipping interests, that are, you know, bringing oil and jet fuel and all those things through the Red Sea, have been telling them, stop targeting our business. Stop targeting our ships. Stop doing it. Just stop it already. And, you know, you have a lot. Bahrain is part of this group that told them to stop doing it. Australia is part of the group. The UK, us. We've all said to just stop. Stop targeting the. And they, oh, no. We're only targeting ships that are going to Israel. What? I mean, try to, you know, the civil war that they're having at the behest of Iran is now all of a sudden, you know, having to do with, you know, Israel. Oh, it's such bullcrap. So anyway, there was a ship full. It was a commercial ship full of jet fuel. And the Iranians have been giving drones to the Houthis, and they've been launching these drone strikes. And this one almost connected with a ship full of jet fuel, and everybody on that ship would have died. And, you know, and so everybody, you know, in the civilized world said, you know, it's time to actually say we're going to have to target your ability to go after these ships. And so for a half an hour last night, there was 60 different targets that were selected with precision bombing, smart bombs, not the dumb bombs that we saw being used in Gaza, which was terrible. I mean, they targeted specifically the ability for the Houthi rebels to launch. And they say that they didn't decimate their ability to launch, but they totally degraded the ability that they had to launch. And that's what's going on. And of course, you have a breathless bunch of people go, this is it. This is the beginning of the Third World War. This is you understand that this is commercial shipping, right? This wasn't military stuff. This was a bunch of very aggravated corporate people that were just like, could somebody please, you know, stop them from attacking our ships? Because the price of Brent crude has already gone up $2 a barrel. And if we can't ship, and if we can't conduct business in the Red Sea, if we got to find alternate routes, your people are going to pay. And governments around the world said, yeah, that's true. And so that's what happened. But what a packed week. I mean, this week was like, you know, and you would never know it, right? Would you? Would you ever know? The trial in New York with Trump as a defendant, the civil one, this one won't take away his liberty. This trial is not going to put him behind bars. This trial could take away his ability to do business in Manhattan, to do business in New York State. It could. That could be one of the punishments that Judge Engoron actually prescribes at this point. But we don't know yet what will happen. It could be, you know, Letitia James, the DA in Manhattan. She actually asked for $370 million worth of disgorgement. What does that mean? That means profits that were illegally gained by Donald Trump through fraud. And they've done the paperwork. OK, they've done the accounting, and they've come up with the number of dollars that Trump normally would not have, you know, raked in had it not been for his devaluing properties for the purpose of taxation and increasing the value of properties for the purposes of insurance, and his, you know, mysterious loan getting when, you know, the man is constantly going bankrupt from, gaming the system through Mazars and et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know, Weisselberg has already been adjudicated guilty in that particular instance. And this one was just a bench trial to determine the damages because Trump's been adjudicated guilty already. And this is something that people aren't told repeatedly. And that is a shanda. That's a sin against the media. Every time they talk about this case, they need to remind the American people that a verdict of guilt has already been taken, and that Trump waived his right to a jury trial. His attorneys did not want a jury trial. And I suspect, and I don't know, but I suspect it was because they felt they could not seat a jury that wasn't, you know, against Donald Trump. In their minds, they decided that people from Staten Island didn't exist. You know, Staten Island's very Republican. I just wanted to. And, of course, the uber rich are very Republican. They don't like paying taxes. But, you know, they figured they would get out of jury duty. I don't know. But they didn't want a jury trial. And now Donald Trump is going, you know, they took away my rights. No, your lawyers didn't want a jury. Your lawyers, see. So that happened.